Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It was in the Boston Globe that some of these government schools take the disabled children and or the unruly ones, and they mount them with shock belts, shock collars, and they have them live at these facilities. They shock them. They have to wear it in the shower. They wear it at all times. They shock them for even asking too many questions. Dr. Breeding will be joining us to talk about that and other issues. Right now, let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Let's talk to Levi in Colorado, then Paul in London and others. Go ahead, Levi.
Hi, Alex. As always, you know, thanks for everything you do and all
Thank
that
you.
Good stuff. I wanted you to elaborate on this October stuff that's supposed to be happening, the continuity of government stuff, the FEMA stuff, and just elaborate on that, if you would, for me.
You want me to keep you on hold or let you go?
Either one is fine.
Well, look, coming up June 14th, I guess they're having it right now. For the next week, they're going to have people in bunkers, and they have another one next month. They call them the biggest continuity of government drills ever. They've told pastors, and we've gotten the documents, they have to be ready for martial law by October. That doesn't mean they're going to do it in October. That just means that they need to have it all ready by then, and it's pretty scary.
It's really freaking me out. Yeah, everybody, guns and water. Get hold of a gun and a good water filter. Godspeed, Alex.
Hey, I appreciate your call. Again, I'm not predicting that that's going to happen. I don't get on air and say that Texas City is going to be nuked or the Easter Bunny is going to come out of the pit of hell and grow to the size of Godzilla and destroy Tokyo. Oh, no, he's got to go. Godzilla? No, I'm not saying that. They're getting ready. They're saying terrorists are going to hit us. They're saying only martial law will keep us safe. In fact, I'll cover that later in the hour. Let me find that article. Where is it here? Here it is. State cities not ready for catastrophes, government says. And the federal government says, we're not ready. We've got to have total control over you. The locals can't keep you safe. The truth is, no one can. A government big enough to give you anything you want is big enough to take it away. In fact, there is no government big enough to give you what you want. There's only governments big enough to take it away. Historically, it's a law of averages, a law of governments, a law of humanity. It's what we do. They want total control. Paul, I was about to go to you from London, and Paul just hung up. Okay, let's go to Sean in Maryland. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good, sir.
I was just curious if you had seen the episode that was on FX 6 months before Katrina.
Oil storm?
Yep.
Yeah, I've seen it. It even has the Mayor Nagin playing himself, and it's very suspicious.
Yeah, I played it for guys at work because I work in an office, and put it on the server and let them watch it, and it just kind of blew them away. And this was just the day after Katrina, and I had just happened to record it, you know, and was like, wow.
Yeah, let's be clear. The X-Files produces a show a few months before 9/11 where the government hijacks a jet by remote control to fly it into the World Trade Center to blame it on Afghanistan and Iraq to invade them. They say all that. And the government uses a drill to make NORAD stand down to confuse everyone. Now, then I have one of the X-Files stars on, Lone Gum and Stars, to admit that the CIA was planting those stories on them. Oh, it gets worse. Then you have Oil Storm with exactly what happened on air 3 months before Katrina hits with the real mayor on the show. Now, this is what they do. And you go, well, did they create that hurricane? I don't know. But I know this. They can kill hurricanes. Since 1965, it's been certified. Totally easy. Certified, official, declassified. And they didn't. So what does that say?
Exactly. There's definitely some going on.
Well, I appreciate your call. You take care, buddy. It's a very, very serious world that we face. And knowing is half the battle. Getting out of our denial. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Joining us for the next 25 minutes or so is Dr. John Breeding. Then we'll continue with your calls and a bunch of other news items in the last half hour of this broadcast. There was a story yesterday in the Boston Globe about these government-run schools where they take children. And the government even admits they live in a total climate of fear. If they ask too many questions or nag for another hot dog, they are shocked with high-voltage stun belts that bring them to the ground. They also wear stun necklaces. They're forced to wear them in the showers when even the companies that sell these stun belts for hardened criminals say you cannot have it around a water source. And the government of New York and Massachusetts are both doing it, says, we don't care, we're not going to stop. You see, people die every week from being stunned with stun guns, for just arguing or not getting out of a car quick enough. They're just giving tools to the state to train them to be more and more brutal. These are basically attack dog aids, similar to the way you train a dog. But it's nothing new. The psychopaths in psychiatry, 80-something years ago, and there's photos of this, this particular guy that came up with the lobotomy, he would actually stick an ice pick through the head and laugh. There's photos and even some old film footage of this, and he would just groogle it around in the frontal lobe. Sometimes people died on the spot. It wasn't scientific. It was look, and then they suddenly drool. They're suddenly, sometimes they can't walk anymore. Isn't it great? We poke holes in their cerebral cortex. And they also run high voltage, blue lightning, right across the frontal lobes. It's a electronic electrical lobotomy. And, of course, people then become vegetables in many cases. Serious brain damage ensues. And it's on the upswing again. Electroshock had backed off in the 70s and 80s, but it's back. And it's incredible. The average foster child in Texas is on 7 drugs. It's the same as the national average. Some are on as many as 18 drugs. That's been on local news here. And Dr. John Breeding, a psychologist, he went and testified before the state board last year. That was in the AP. And the head guy for the government said these children are genetically defect. That's why over 2/3 are on drugs. And the drug companies write the policy. They know when they put you on more drugs, you get more ill. If you weren't mentally ill, you are now because you're hopped up on deadly drugs. And it's a big business. They've passed new freedom to forcibly test all children up to age 18, including pregnant women in Illinois. They're trying to implement that. We're fighting it at the state level everywhere. And so, Dr. John Breeding, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Alex. Good to be on your show again.
You bet. I want to go first to the Boston Globe, and I didn't even do a pre-interview. I don't know if you're aware of it. You probably are. Why does the government love to electrocute people so much?
Well, electricity is used, there's a couple of good uses of electricity with human beings.
We have cattle prods.
Or something, but why does the government like to use electricity on people? It's about fear and control. You know, you've said it many, many times. You know, it's about fear and control. It's about control over people's lives. You know, it's used to torture people when it's justified that you need information. It's used to treat psychiatric patients where the hospital and drugs have, quote, unquote, failed. In effect, is to basically obliterate anybody from the possibility of pursuing malpractice litigation and that kind of thing, and also just to assert control.
Doctor, I saw a study. That's right. If somebody's been abused, beat up, tortured in the mental institution, it's just part of default procedure to hit them with 3 or 4 treatments because that creates the amnesia for anything that happened in the last few months, correct?
It creates amnesia for anything that's happened in the last few months and sometimes more. You know, there's always memory loss. It's just a matter of how much, and usually it's pretty severe. And so one of the effects is that, you know, you mess somebody up with drugs and you know, you put yourself in a liability situation, and you electroshock them and call that a treatment, and then they're pretty much incapacitated from pursuing anything.
But before we go further, I want to go back, and we'll hold you over if we need to. We appreciate your time, Dr. Breeding. Could you tell us about the particular psychiatrist that started the jabbing people in the head with ice picks?
Well, the most famous person was that you were referring to. I mean, the guy that started it was Portuguese, Egas Moniz, right? And he eventually got the Nobel Prize. The guy that made it famous in the United States was Walter Freeman, and he had the so-called lobotomobile. You know, he took it around sort of like a circus touring show and personally lobotomized thousands of people, and many of those did die. And you described it. It's literally true that you take an ice pick, you stick it in through the front of the eye, through the orbital lobe, and they twist it around, and it severs the connection with the higher functions of the brain. It's just brutal. You know, and they kept doing it really up until the 1970 or so when it was finally outlawed. It was happening at the same time that electroshock and insulin coma, sending people into insulin shock, and that was eventually outlawed. The reason why electroshock was so-called electroshock therapy, electroconvulsive treatment, whatever you want to call it, blue lightning through the temporal lobes, you said it real well. The reason why that has been able to continue, I think, part of it is because they repackaged it and talked about it being newer and safer and managed to kind of overcome some of the negative press that it been taken on.
Well, look at the names. New Freedom, Patriot Act, Electroshock Therapy.
Yeah, what do they call those aversion devices that you were just describing in the children's home in Massachusetts where they're shocking these kids? They call them graduated electronic decelerators for just basically a cattle prod, shock, stun, belt kind of thing that you're describing, you know, there's always a language thing. Graduated electronic decelerator for basically just an electroshock device on a child that you inflict pain on them to control them.
But even the Boston Globe admitted that state regulators were horrified. They said it was an atmosphere, and we're talking one of the lawyers, of fear, just children and cowering. And then we notice that then mental illness starts after the torture. Then they start drugging them. I mean, this is psychopathic.
It's totally psychopathic, you know, that they justify it the same way they justify electroshock with adults, you know, that when the hospitalization and the drugs have, quote, failed, and they're going to fail because they're not really a healing mode, they're just a toxic, brain-damaging mechanism, so it's going to fail, but that justifies the treatment, which then makes it worse. The same thing with these kids. The average cost I saw was over $200,000 a year that's spent. And that's given to this facility, that's over $200,000 a year per child. And the best they can do is put a shock device on them and systematically inflict punishment to cower and intimidate them and control them. It's a horror story. It's just unbelievable. And these are the best psychologists, the best psychiatrists in the state.
And you know the human psyche, you're a very scholarly psychologist, I really respect your views on this. What type of individual can sit there and shock little children, it said hundreds of times a day, per capita, I mean not each child, but total. I mean, what type of sickos can do that?
Well, it's someone for sure who's been totally disconnected from a reverence for life and respect for life and from, you know, just the wonderful nature of people and young people in this case, for sure that, you know, someone who's so disconnected that they're just living in their head with some idea that they can justify, you know, systematically shocking kids to control them and call that somehow that's for their own good.
And the very same government, if a parent has dirty dishes in the sink, and this is true, will take children. And there have been doctors on record here in Texas take happy, healthy 8-year-olds, and 5 years later they're in a coma on 17 drugs. They will take them and then shock them and do all the and restrain them and torture them, but that's okay. But if parents are poor and aren't doing everything perfect, we take their kids.
The state intervenes with families. You know, it used to be that the Child Protective Services was all about severe sexual or physical abuse. Now 90% of the kids that go into that system, it's so-called neglect, which is, like you said, it's pretty much in the eye of the controller and the judger, what you want to call neglect. And then the kids go in state care to protect them, and they end up worse off. You know, and it's like you say, that the belief system is that, you know, they come from, like that psychiatrist said that you mentioned, Dr. Joe Burkett from Fort Worth, you know, they come from a bad gene pool. So that's why we can justify giving them all these drugs. And it's unbelievable. So you get 2/3 or more of the kids that go into state care are on several of these drugs, which cause permanent brain damage and they're disabling and just make things worse, you know.
What's the current fight with shock, electroshock torture?
The current fight here in Austin, Texas, is with the hospitals, Seton Shoal Creek and St. David's, that are continuing to shock a couple of hundred people a year here in Austin, a couple of thousand people in the state, 150 volts or more of electricity directly into the brain. On June 28th in the morning, we're going to have another protest rally at Seton Shoal Creek. We've got their attention. Our website is endofshock.com, endofshock.com. So we definitely want support on that. That's the current fight here. Around the country, it's in New York, the same place that they're exposing this shocking of kids. You know, they're doing a lot of forced electroshock on adults. You know, they give them 200 of shocks or whatever. They're still messed up. They're more messed up, so they're going to get court orders to forcibly electroshock more. We managed to stop the forced electroshock in Texas, but it's still going on. That's the deal. Supposedly healing institute. Seton Shoal Creek is a great irony because it's named after Elizabeth Ann Seton, the first American-born Catholic saint, known as Mother Seton because of her deep caring and compassion for the poor and those who are having a hard time. In her name, they're laying people out on gurneys, sedating them, strapping them down, sending 150 volts or more of electricity into their brain. It's mostly women, by the way. and systematically brain damaging them.
We'll talk more about the protest and how folks can get involved and a few other questions I've got for Dr. Breeding on the other side. We'll also give you both those websites, so get a pen and paper ready. We have links to them up on Infowars.com right now. Just another one of the many horrors in this cornucopia of evil.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold, in the same time frame, increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
John Breeding is our guest. John, give us that website again for the move to try to ban electroshock torture.
endofshock.com. Endofshock.com, and you can reach us through that website. You can also call, actually, 1-800-572-2905. 1-800-572-2905. We're really going to abolish shock in our own community as a way of then rippling out with this, you know, but we're already having an effect. In fact, one of your listeners called me this week, and his neighbor is a woman around late 60s, early 70, who was a classic thing, drugs failing, et cetera, husband concerned, the psychiatrist recommending electroshock. The neighbor called because he'd heard me on your show, and he wanted to try to interrupt this, and as a result of his actions, you know, he was able to interrupt and forestall, at least for now, her getting brain damaged. And I've got a couple of calls like that this week. You know, we need to get the word out to people who've already been hurt so that they can join us and we can raise attention and get the press involved and stop this thing. But we're already having an effect of backing some people off, because most people, when they first hear about this, the first response is, I thought that went out with one flew over the cuckoo's nest. You mean they're still doing that?
Well, statistically, and we have all these big studies, it makes people get a lot worse. I mean, it really is horrible. And if they do this sometimes hundreds of times, people basically have lobotomies, don't they?
The research is very clear that it does not work. It causes brain damage. It causes memory loss. And the more you do it, the more brain damage is cumulative. I mean, just imagine, you know, all of medicine and electrical engineering and electricians, they're all geared towards protecting people from being electroshocked because it causes grand mal convulsions, it causes cellular death. Here we're sending 150 volts or more of electricity directly through the temporal lobes of the brain. You have immediate cell death from the mechanical and electrical heat. You have the erosion of the blood-brain barrier, which sends all kinds of toxins in there. You have the excitement of the intense corticosteroids and that kind of thing, which cause more cellular death. And so, yeah, you create what happens is that people end up on permanent disability, and then they're in the disability system. Plus, they're maintained either on psychiatric drugs and or electroshock for the rest of their lives, which means they're a permanent profit point for the industries that drive this thing.
Electroshock torture. I mean, I don't know why we let them call it therapy.
EST, electroshock torture.
Why is the whole psychiatric drug industry so evil? I mean, they're just so out of control.
Well, I think it's, I mean, my best understanding is very similar to yours, Alex, as far as understanding the elite that drives this dynamic with the world, you know, and you know, it's these, call them the corporate elite, the moneyed elite, the Illuminati, whatever you call them, but, you know, they control these mega industries, you know, and the primary value is nothing to do with life and respect for life. It's all maximum profit and minimum liability and controlling everything to make sure that happens. So in this case, the pharmaceutical industry is one that is massively profitable, but it's never enough, and they really drive it. That's really the truth, you know. And so this particular market of psychiatry has been a huge growth industry for them. That's one part. Now, the other part is that it also has the effect in terms of the whole mind control dynamic and the dumbing people down and the obliteration of consciousness so that people are not able to think, able to respond to your rallying cries. You know, once someone's down that road where they're permanently addicted and altered from drugs and or electroshock, that's one more person who is completely disabled from the ability to take a stand and declare the truth and have a free and powerful life.
Well, they're setting a lot of draconian, horrible precedents right now, and we see a reemergence of some of these dark things that are happening. And Dr. Breeding, I really want to commend you for your work against this. Tell folks about the time and place one more time of the demonstration.
Yeah, June 28th, that's a week from Wednesday in the morning, Deaton Shoal Creek, website endofshock.com. 800 number 572-2905.
All right. Dr.
Thank
Breeding,
you, Alex.
You bet. We'll talk to you soon in the future. Keep up the good work. God bless.
All right.
We'll be right back after this quick segment. We'll take a blitz of phone calls, wide open phones at 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69 or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
All right, loaded phones here. Who's first in line, John? Paul in London. You're on the air. Welcome. Paul in London, England.
Good morning,
you're on the air. Yes, good morning.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, whatever.
I'm just following up on comments that were made by yourself and others earlier. I'm guessing that people are getting rejected and sometimes giving up. Getting the information out to people is a process, not an event. It's not a one-hit deal. Now, the ad industry knows that people need to be exposed to their message as many as 8 times before they'll recognize it. And in sales, 80% of sales, new business, can take up to 5 calls to the prospect. So in order to get the information out to people, you've already said it and others have as well, but they need to drip feed it and then change the approach, give them a DVD, then some other information, then a personal phone call, whatever, but just keep the information flowing, and eventually they'll be able to see a lot more of what people are trying to get.
Well, that's important what you've said, but more than that, a lot of times you plant seeds in the garden one year, they don't even sprout that year, they sprout the next
year. Exactly.
And so we're planting seeds as well.
Yeah, and the other thing is that there's a season to sow and a season to reap. You don't do the two in the same season. So you've got to sow the seed and wait and give it some time. And another thing is that the Reader's Digest discovered some time ago that everyone knows between 200 and 400 people in their lifetime. And people need to make a list of those people they know. And then go through that list, much like network marketing. I mean, this sort of thing can get out there if people have a more methodical approach. And I myself, I've got a few American friends, and I've been working on them, and people in the UK as well, and I try and tell them, and slowly but surely I now get the message across, because I'm determined to do it.
Well, you are determined. You sat on hold for an hour, and we appreciate you doing that. And
I'm sorry I lost you early. I'm on VoIP as well, so that's why I cut off after
No. And I appreciate your stalwartness staying with us. But seriously, you do not build a house overnight. You do not go out and find your wife and get married overnight, or at least you shouldn't. Those don't end up too well. Things take time, and I've been doing this for 12 years, and believe me, we've had a huge effect. We've had nothing but success. And so much in life is the woodpecker effect. You just got to keep... Look at the New World Order. They just keep pushing. They understand that.
This will have a geometric effect. If people just remember that, then they may not hit the first bite, but they may need to do it 3 or 4 times. And eventually, you'll have a crossover of other people trying the same thing, and then they'll realize, I heard that from so-and-so as well. There must be something in it. And then the light bulb will go on.
Absolutely. Anything else you'd like to add, Paul?
Just God bless you and your family. I think you're doing a wonderful job, and keep at it, Alex.
Take care. I enjoyed being in your beautiful city of London, England, I guess 9 months ago now. That's all in the new film Terror Storm. Who was up after him? Harlan in Louisiana. You're on the air. Go ahead, Harlan.
Hartwell,
whatever. Go ahead. Sorry.
Thank you. Monday I was at a post office getting petitions signed to secure our borders. A police officer drove up and told me I had to leave. My question is, did my chief of police and the police officer commit treason?
Well, I think that they can claim that you're not supposed to petition on federal property, but if you were on the sidewalk, yes, they did. They did commit a grievous attack on the First Amendment.
That's the way I see it, because the First Amendment says I have a right to petition my government for redress of grievance, and the border sure is grievance.
But I mean, and physically, where were you?
I was outside.
Did they tell you move to the sidewalk, or did they say?
I was on the sidewalk.
No, they're not allowed to do that.
Okay.
So what you do is you let them, I'm not advising you to do this, but it's up to you. I would let them arrest me, and then I'd sue them. And they won't be laughing after that. Because that's a very serious violation. I had police in Canada tell me I couldn't park in a clear parking zone on the road in front of the Bilderberg Hotel, and they said, we're going to arrest you. I said, go ahead. I go, you see those cameras over there? You see that sign? Go ahead. And they backed off.
If our courts would be constitutional, it would be much easier. But boy,
well, you know what? You don't always win, and you will be in risk, sir. But, I mean, just demand a jury trial. I was standing on the sidewalk. Trying to get a petition to secure our borders. 90% of people are for that. That jury's going to find you not guilty or whatever kangaroo stuff. Now, if the cop comes over to arrest you, you've got a jellyfish on the ground because they'll have video going. If you even touch them, you'll get 5 years in prison as an assault. You got a jellyfish and make them carry you to the car.
A lot of people were thanking me for doing it.
Well, they didn't like it, sir. They don't like you getting uppity. This is a police state. America's supposed to die. You're not supposed to be involved. It's bad to be involved. That's un-American. It's un-American to be involved and care about your country. You're supposed to be a good globalist. You're supposed to turn your guns in. You're supposed to let them take your private property without just compensation. It's the new America.
Well, I sure thank you for what you're doing, Alex, and may God bless you.
Thank you, Hartwell. Let's talk to the caller in Toronto. Caller, what's your name?
Rico.
Rico, go ahead.
First, I just want to thank you for all the stuff that you're doing, and thank you for coming to Ottawa and raising hell or whatever that you do. That's the first thing. And second, I don't know if you caught this. In Toronto Star, there was an article about how it's confirmed that the UN will now be the global police.
Yes. They've always been the global army, but now they're just officially calling it that. Yes, sir.
Okay, so you did catch that.
We did cover it in the first hour.
Okay.
What's your take on that?
I was speaking to my friend, today, and he was like, did you happen to read the Toronto Star? And I was like, no, I didn't happen to read it. And he's just like, well, it's been confirmed, just like that video game Street Fighter, because and Street Fighter, like, it's supposed to be the future or alternative future, or whatever you want to call it. The UN is the global, basically, army.
Yeah, there are hundreds of video games where the UN takes over America, and they're the good guys. In fact, John, can you find that Shattered Union video game ad? Yeah, I'm going to play that in a second. See, the conditioning is everywhere. It's like Spider-Man. Marvel Comics put out a press release yesterday. Spider-Man will no longer wear a mask, but his Homeland Security ordered all superheroes to show us who they really are. He's being tracked and traced. He's for surveillance. He says we must let the government control us because the government's good. See, the propaganda is everywhere.
Peter Parker says this?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
I know, but I mean, see, the brainwashing is at every level. Thanks for the call. It was great visiting with you there on air. Let's talk to Robert in South Dakota. Robert, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to add testimony to what the doctor had said earlier. These, you know, the Amalekites and the bad guys in the Bible in the old days, how they'd come up and they'd get a hold of the women and children at the back of the camp because they're easy prey. I myself was in the system early as a foster kid, and the first thing they do to you at the age of 7 is give you a whole bunch of series of vaccinations and filled my head with like 8 fillings full of mercury, which also leads to degenerative disc disease. And these guys are wicked, evil scum, these doctors who take an oath to do no harm and destroy these little children's minds with this electroshock torture.
Well, I have CBS News saying mercury is good for your brain. I mean, that's how far they've gone. That's how dumb they think we are. Autism.
Well, I think any parent who doesn't know any better by now, it's just criminal. These pediatricians, these doctors, still get away with doing this after all the evidence is out there. It's criminal.
Well, the doctors are highly regulated. They've got to pump the poison. They've got to push the evil. But they need to rebel against this.
It should outrage the country. I mean, on so many levels, we get so exhausted from so many different outrages. But just hearing him just describe that so simply is just it's traumatizing. And thanks for all you do.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. We're going to take more calls from Peter in Texas and others, but here's a little piece from Shattered Union.
Following a disputed election and a tie vote, the U.S. Congress installs the most unpopular president in U.S. history as David Jefferson Adams becomes the 44th president of the United States. Shortly after the election, increased unrest, rioting, and a growing number of militias have given rise to ever-increasing domestic terrorism. In response, the president invokes the Homeland Security Act and declares martial law on the West Coast and other areas of the country. Though highly contested, a Supreme Court ruling sidesteps the electoral process, disqualifying popular presidential candidates from several states. Public outrage explodes when a sham election leads to incumbent David Adams accepting a second term in office. During the 57th Inauguration Day ceremonies, Washington, D.C. is struck by a low-yield nuclear weapon, killing David Adams and most of the U.S. Congress. The destruction of Washington, D.C. effectively breaks the chain of succession, sending the nation into chaos. In an emergency vote, the European Union deploys peacekeepers in the greater D.C. area to secure international interests. With separatist sentiment rising, California's governor declares home rule and secedes from the Union. Texas follows quickly and declares sovereignty, taking neighboring states with them and forming the Republic of Texas. Now, the once United States of America lie in ruin. The time for words has passed, and a second American Civil War now erupts as 7 factions wage war across the land. They battle one another to reclaim a nation, to restore peace, to rebuild this shattered union.
And, of course, one of the factions is the EU-UN faction. They're the most heavily armed. Saving us! Save us! Oh, my goodness. Let's go ahead and talk to Peter in Texas. Peter, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, hey, Alex. How are you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
I just wanted to comment on the guest you had earlier talking about the electroshock therapy.
Yes.
And, yeah, it is really, I have to agree with the sentiment that he said as he gets from most people of, I thought that went out with One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And I think that it's really important for them to be taking the action that they are against that kind of thing. I have a friend who works as a school teacher specifically with autistic kids and learning disabled kids, and she's told me all kinds of horror stories about the kinds of situations that they have to deal with. And one of the points I wanted to make is that it seems to me the first argument people are going to come back with, the people who are, you know, as the doctor said, who compartmentalize themselves, where they're completely separated from, you know, the idea of, you know, humanity and trying to actually help these people to get to the point where they can, you know, engage in these kinds of, quote, therapies. The first kind of argument I think that those people are going to come with is, well, this is what we have to do. You know, we're in the trenches. We deal with these people. These are people that other people don't want to deal with. And so we're the ones who have to, you know, do what we have to do, and this is, you know, quote, what works. And so I think it's important that as people, you know, raise awareness about the, about these terrible, you know, these terrible treatments, these, you know, these torturous activities, that they also, you know, kind of like the Scholars for 9/11 Truth, that they employ the, you know, good information from lots of other, you know, sectors of physicians and people like that who know of alternative therapies that do work. You know, as you said, that these centers are getting $200,000-plus a year, you know, per patient for these people, and the best they can come up with is, you know, electroshock belts. I mean, that's crazy. With those kinds of resources, certainly there are other, you know, documented treatments that people know are going to work that can
be
right there.
But it's always been about control, sir.
Absolutely. I just mean, you know, on the PR level, on the public awareness level, that is what I anticipate as their comeback for that kind of thing.
No, I hear you. I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Good points. Mike in Kansas City, you're on the air.
Question. Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air, bro.
Oh, okay. what is the name of those burrowing mites that come up from Mexico? The burrowing things?
Well, there's a couple different type of mites that are in south of the border.
Oh,
there's
really?
There's even some that are here. Are you talking about chiggers?
No. I guess they're. I'd heard you talk about them before, but I missed it, and I didn't get to write it.
Might have been another show.
Okay.
Not particular. I mean, there are different.
Well, that's a side issue. Saturday, I'm walking down. I live in Kansas City, Kansas. I'm walking down Central Avenue, and I'm letting everybody know that I'm American and I speak English. And two Hispanic gentlemen pulled over and said something in Spanish. I said, hey, I don't speak Spanish. And the fight ensued. And when the police came, one of them took off running. And they busted my arm. So the police just watched this guy running away going, oh, guess we won't catch him. And they take me to jail because, I don't know, apparently I pulled this car over, you know, because I'm so strong or something. And, I mean, it's just disgusting. The police, I told them, I said, you know, I didn't do anything
wrong.
Sir,
the police have been told, you don't take them to jail when they don't have insurance. You don't take them to jail when they run into a group of kids. The banks give them bank accounts. They get more welfare than citizens. They go to the front of the line at the hospital. It's designed to bring the third world here. These are incentives. The police are there to destroy America when they are acting like this. And so, I mean, you were walking down the street, what, just going, I'm an American, I speak English, what, in a Hispanic area, and you got assaulted?
It was just a regular area. There's no, you know, predominance of any race anywhere. But, I mean, I told the cops, I said, hey, this is illegal. You can't take me to jail. You know, that's against, I have a Constitution, a Bill of Rights. And they said that was the biggest joke they'd ever heard. Their reply was, that is dead. You don't have that to protect you. You can't hide behind that anymore.
And really?
Really. And they threw me in jail for a 48-hour felony investigation. When I finally got to talk to the detective, I just, you know, had to talk to him, you know, in very plain English, crayons in the works, you know, to say, hey, you ain't got a case for nothing here. Why am I in jail? Mysteriously, I was released, and there is no paper trail that I was.
Well, let me ask you a question. I mean, to be specific, because some of this doesn't make sense. You're just walking down the street, going, "I speak English. This is America."
Yes.
Okay,
exactly,
and then
precisely,
and then a car. And why were you doing that? I mean, that's your First Amendment. I'm just trying to figure it out.
Because all the American men in America are more worried about if their panties match their eyes than what's going on. Figured I'd wait.
No, I hear you.
Up.
So I do that in grocery stores. I start, the New World Order's taking over. I'll just randomly say that. And
yeah,
because spontaneously doing this is good, but I'm trying to understand from you. And so these two guys pull over, they pile out, they attack you.
Exactly. One of them has the club that you put on your steering wheel. He kept whacking me. That's how my arm got busted.
So you use that to block?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I won the fight, actually. You know?
Oh, good, good.
But, you know, it's very disheartening. And I hear you, you know, you get bummed out on the air. And I feel that way, too, you know. And sometimes you got to keep that fire lit.
So what do the cops say? You mess with a god and you were in trouble?
Not in so many words, but yes.
All right, thanks for the call. No, seriously, I've really looked at it. I told the story of a good family friend I have. It goes back to childhood. She's the mother of one of my friends, the friend that died a few weeks ago, by the way. And she manages these big apartment complexes, and they went to a big corporate meeting. This is about 2 years ago now, 3 years ago, actually. Well, I'll tell you about what they told her on the other side. It had to do with housing. I mean, I have it directly, and it's the same everywhere. And it ties into the Bilderberg Group. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
So she manages, this friend of mine, the biggest apartment complex in Austin, and partly manages a few others for the biggest apartment managing company in the country. They go to this big Christmas time, you know, week-long meetings around that time of year. I think it was about 3 years ago. And they said, listen, we're keeping this quiet. This isn't for public consumption. We are going to be government housing within our units. One-third of it is, and then we get a big tax incentive. And part of our agreement, the federal government has asked us to allow immigrants, even those that aren't legal, to get places with us. They want to make it easier on them. And if the immigrants have 10 to a one-room apartment, leave them alone. Don't bother them. This is part of our agreement. Folks, I'm not kidding. This actually happened. But if people who are citizens have even a grandparent visiting for a week or two long, kick them out. So this is America. Do you understand that's why you can go to the bank? I've seen illegal aliens with no ID getting bank accounts. Everywhere. They get more tuition. They get more welfare. They get housing loans. The government, through the Bilderberg Group, you know, has hundreds of these CEOs come every year. They set these policies. It's the same thing in Europe to incentivize the illegals coming here. It's the red carpet to break up America. It's basically like they've baited them in here. Bush wants blanket amnesty. He's announced it. They're creating the American Union. It's happening. They're killing America. They get preferential treatment at the bank. You don't just think that bank teller just, you know, lets them use a consular and matricular card or nothing at all to get an account because they were told that, do you? Or I mean, because they felt like it. No, they were told. They were told citizens got to show three forms. Citizens get treated like trash. Citizens get bossed around. But an illegal alien from Mexico is godlike. This is how it works. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Brooklyn. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good.
Great. Listen, I was just scanning the news earlier. I found something that I was wondering if you'd heard about. Anniston Starr, this Kiger Enterprises. Have you heard about them?
No, I know about Anniston, Alabama, though.
Okay, they're a disaster relief group that was cleaning up after 9/11. And apparently, they dispatched trucks to Long Island warehouses where they were keeping a bunch of donated water, clothes, and tools. And they stole a bunch of this stuff, took it to Minnesota, and sold it for profit. So this was donated stuff that they actually sold. And they were prosecuted on fraud and a bunch of other stuff, but this was that September 11th thefts were actually left out of that. And it goes on to say that investigators found 16 government employees, including top FBI executives and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, had such artifacts from New York and the Pentagon.
So, what paper is this out of?
This is on the Anniston Starr. I found it on the searching the AP website.
Email it to me right now to produce tips at Infowars.com, Ryan at Infowars.com.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just send you the link.
Thanks a lot, man. I'm out of time here. Another Mike in North Dakota. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, MySpace.com, there's a real storm brewing over there right now with kind of a battle going on with the naive Americans versus the 9/11 truth seekers. If I could tell you real quickly about what's going on.
You won't be able to if you don't talk fast.
Okay, sorry. Anyways, there's hundreds more being woken up because this girl's MySpace.com website, it's Aaron 9/11 Truth. Apparently, a bunch of people tried to get a petition against her, seeing her in all these disgusting things, but a lot of people are rallying with her, like me. And yesterday, 200 people noticed this, so a lot of people on MySpace.com are just waking up.
Okay, great. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm out of time. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2, Central Standard Time. We'll actually be back on Monday. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.